As you know, the coordinators have been giving sharings at the end of our gatherings about living our covenant, not just to each, to call us back to it, but also that our world today so desperately needs witnesses of our covenant life well lived. Our sharings have not been typical teachings, but rather testimonies and exhortations of the blessings of living our covenant. We're attempting to really witness the impact of living these covenants and what it has in our lives. Pope Paul VI put it most eloquently, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. So please accept these sharings in that light and listen and re-listen to them. They are at the bottom of our homepage, and the result of the coordinators last year, really earnestly seeking to study our covenant and really give testimonies about living it. My sharing this afternoon is on pastoral care and spiritual companions. In the Formation 2 series that we give, I give the sharing on pastoral care. But since this time slot is so short, I'm going to be brief and focus on the words of our covenant founding document that states, give our lives fully to God by having a spiritual companion to aid our journey of growing in holiness. So what does it mean to have a spiritual companion? What is pastoral care? Pastoral care is about having a special fraternal relationship with a spiritual companion that helps us grow in holiness and discern what the Holy Spirit is about in our lives. We all need truth tellers, those that we have can have confidence in, that will speak the truth to us, help us to discern what the Holy Spirit is about in our lives, and a special person who loves us but is not impressed by us, someone who keeps us honest but can speak the truth to us without prompting a defensive reaction. So why pastoral care? Why have a spiritual companion? You know, I think there are two reasons. One, for the wisdom of helping us grow in holiness. In Proverbs 11:14, we read, for lack of guidance, a people falls. Security lies in many counselors. In Proverbs 15:22, we read, plans fail when there are no counsel, but they succeed when advisors are many. My favorite is actually from Sirach 37:12. Have constant recourse to someone who is of some devout person, whose soul matches your own, whom you know to be a keeper of the commandments, and who, if you go wrong, is sympathetic. So the first reason is to help us to grow in holiness. The second reason is, as a community, to care for one another. We simply need each other. We need to care for one another. We need to grow in holiness together and respond to what God is calling us to individually and as a community. And now, there's really a spectrum of relationships in this domain, from prayer partners to spiritual direction. On the screen, I list out three types and some aspects of these type of relationships. Now, it's great if we all have prayer partners, but this type of relationship will likely cover many aspects of our lives and topics, just like good friends will. But it may not aid you to the extent that the community intends. On the other extreme is a relationship of spiritual direction. This often involves a trained person or clergy and almost exclusively focuses on the directee and their prayer life and spiritual growth. The pastoral care relationship that we talk about in community involves a focused relationship with a spiritual companion where the time and attention is skewed away from the person offering companionship toward the person receiving it. It is usually much more balanced, and it can cover all the life issues, not just those associated with deepening our prayer life or growing in holiness. Now, I suspect tomorrow, if any of you should think about this sharing, you're probably not going to recall much of the material that I've shared, except maybe stories. So I'm going to share a few stories. Growing up in community, I was aware of my need for spiritual companionship. I had a natural focus on myself. I easily interpreted the events of life, filtered through the lens of how they impacted me and my agenda, not unlike most young people growing up. But as I look back over my life, I can see many times that I would not have responded to God's will nor responded to the calls to serve him had I not had someone else to talk to and discern with. Timing of serious dating, large purchases, job changes, service within community and the parish, and hundreds of decisions regarding marriage and raising children were all heavily influenced by wise counsel of those who served me providing pastoral care. In my early meetings with Mike Lynch, I recall a time when my brother announced that he was engaged, and two of my sisters were in serious relationships. And my next meeting with Mike, he asked me probing questions about whether I was feeling pressure to get married. These discussions with him helped firm my resolve to defer to the Lord, to listen to his Holy Spirit, and to not rush into marriage. It was a life-changing discussion. Later in 2003, after Laurie and I relocated back to Dallas, I started regularly meeting with Lawson Tate, and I continue now. He is an awesome spiritual companion. I have been blessed by his encouraging words and have grown deeper in my relationship with the Lord through our discussions and his support. As a very simple example, I recall one session with Lawson where I was discussing the challenges with one daughter who was eating canned mandarin oranges every day. It may seem like a silly thing, but I saw it at the time as defiance and that she wasn't eating the food that Laurie was preparing. Now, I know in hindsight that it was silly, but it really bothered me, and it was causing a major issue in our relationship. Lawson had the eyes to see it from a different angle and encouraged me to just treasure the time with my daughter and really prioritize the relationship. I did, and that simple conversation made me a better father. Again, this was a silly example, but it proved the huge value of seeing events in our lives from a different vantage point. Later, about 10 years ago, I added a spiritual direction relationship with Father Stephen Sanchez. Father Stephen is a very wise and gifted man. He encouraged me to read spiritual books, and as I did, I found myself having so many questions that I would actually annotate them in the book with post-it notes. I would take the book with me to my meetings with Father Stephen, and I'll just ask him questions about my spiritual journey and the things that I was reading, and just listen to his illuminative answers and perspectives. He not only addressed my list of questions, but also provided connections to the big life experiences and challenges I was facing, often quoting the lives of the saints, the Carmelite saints especially, and St. Francis, in a way that I could really understand them. My last story is a generic one. It's because hundreds of times I thought and brought up what I thought God was saying to me in these discussions with Lawson and Father Stephen, and just listened. And 100 times, the Holy Spirit responded. A spiritual companion can be a tremendous source of discernment if we'll invest the time, and if we're open, and if we'll listen. I can honestly say that I would not be standing here, I would not be who I am today without the pastoral care and spiritual direction of Mike Lynch, Lawson Tate, and Father Stephen. Since time is short, I'm going to end with just some bullet points for your consideration. The community has always encouraged and fostered pastoral care relationships. No one else in community is going to come to you and to make this happen. We each have to decide that this is valuable and make it a priority. We, therefore, must initiate the relationships. The coordinators and other leaders can help you establish the connection if you need help. Discern a person who is climbing the mountain ahead of you. Take the initiative to schedule the meeting. Share with them the kind of relationship that you're looking for. If you want to learn more about pastoral care, Bishop Curver, his teachings to us as a community are loaded on our website under the Covenant Life tab in the teachings section. Other communities in the North American network have been renewed by learning to provide spiritual direction to one another. If anybody has any questions over anything that I've shared this afternoon, please reach out. You know how to get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to help. The benefits of having a spiritual companion are massive, but it takes a decision and an investment of time.
Thank you, David.